Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Said that and talking about that with the different lyrics.
Yes, it's
and now
so
when he just
funny.
Said that, I remember it now. It was like oh something or other,
and something with cheese. Rachel was in tears today watching it. They had like this stick figure guy.
Mm-hmm.
That goes with the video. It's actually really funny.
I'm just trying to. I want to find them.
It is. It's funny. It gives us a good laugh. But I feel like it shows how many times, like I do that all the time. I always get like the lyrics wrong to a song.
Yeah.
But I'm like convinced that I'm right.
But you are right. Like
I'm right in my head.
On a week, it's what the misheard lyrics of Yellow Ledbetter, which is about, I think. If I remember, it was about somebody's brother who was killed in a war, and they got a yellow something or other. That's what I think
God.
It's about. Yeah, I know. It goes deep.
Did you happen to see the look on that one guy's face on Sunday when we were talking about this place and how it used to be an Elks Lodge? And he says, oh, yeah, it used to be an elk in here. And I go, yeah, we're investing in paranormal activity. He just looked at me like.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
He was a member here?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Was he, like, old?
He was really...
No, he wasn't
old. He was
old.
A really nice guy and everything.
His name was Charlie.
All of a sudden, he just stopped talking.
Wait, so how many years ago was this the Elk Lodge?
I think it stopped in 15.
It was sold at the end of 2000.
Oh, so not that long ago.
No.
No.
I was thinking it was, like eons ago.
No, but it used
it was
to be...
Like 20 years before that they were using this place.
And it used to be like a police, like, kind of like the Pig Pen in Muhlenberg type thing.
I don't even know what the Pig Pen is.
Okay.
But you're saying...
Well, it's like that.
If you didn't know. So the Elk Lodge was here until 2015, and then it was nothing.
Yeah, and it became nothing until I strolled in.
And then it became...
It became what?
Life.
My God.
Literally, in many ways.
Wow. What did it become? This place is really cool.
I think it's really cool in here. I got a lot of people loving it this weekend.
I don't know where we are. I forget the address.
It's 2210 Hampton Boulevard.
A-D-L-E-R.
W-A-D-L-E-R.
What does A-D-L-E-R stand for?
Adler? Is that your last name?
No, we're going to do this again. Adler. And I always go, no. And I walk away.
I know.
Because it's
you're
annoying.
A jerk.
Yeah.
But it would make
sense.
No,
I'm not annoyed with them. I said I just joke around with them.
You know what Adler reminds me of?
What?
The Adler family.
Oh, dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, some people weren't here this weekend. We were actually the Adler family. I was Uncle Fester.
I was Wednesday.
Miss Pete was Wednesday. And Stacy was Morticia.
We did good.
Yeah, we did very good. People really liked it.
Yeah.
I pulled it off.
We could win in a costume contest.
You think?
I think I'd vote for us. until like the wig started coming off.
Well, I was only so much time.
The makeup.
I had to take that fur.
His head was overheating.
Oh my God.
His head was, yeah.
I get so hot. I hate it.
No, but, I mean, I was cooking.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about the other week though, when we did one and we had the guests. And it worked
Kathy
well.
And Tony.
It worked well with them.
Yes. They had fun.
However, I think that was pretty neat.
I think it was neat too.
Tried to like find guests that would fit in for a night.
Yeah, yeah, they do fit in nice. I love them.
They're such wonderful people.
You know who else would be really good on it? Jeff from Jeff and Cindy. Oops.
Oh yeah. Well, he did it the one night.
Sorry about all that ruckus.
He did it the one night. I don't think you were here. We were talking about football and the live night. Were you here the live night?
I was here the live night. I stepped away because I didn't have much to contribute.
That's right.
You walked trying away. She went away to do her nails, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I did them last night. And I really should have just brought all my stuff here and multitasked, being efficient
but
with my time.
You did it. Why would you do it again?
I know, but I should have saved my time last night and did it tonight.
Well, what did you do last night, did you?
What was yesterday?
I was just looking for my glasses.
Oh, yes, it was Monday.
They were on my head. Mm-mm.
I did nothing last night, and it was beautiful. Beautiful. Dean, how was your week?
It was okay, actually. I mean, work sucks, but...
I mean, it's only Tuesday.
Let me show you what I got this week on Temu. I'm a big
Temu. Is it Temu or Temu?
So...
I don't actually know, but I love it.
1 year, the three of us at home, my wife and my daughter and I, got red flannel pajamas for Christmas.
Yep.
Because we were finally going to stay home. So look what I ordered today.
Okay, I know you guys can't see it. Can I say it?
It's not on. You're not on.
I'm on. They can hear me.
Oh, you have to put your headphones on.
Oh, I didn't even know we were on.
Okay.
You can't tell anybody?
No. It's a surprise. Fine. Oh. Well, that was ruined. Dean, what were you for Halloween?
I was Shrek.
Did you take any pictures?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. And that's funny because we went out this weekend and we saw somebody as Shrek.
Yeah.
And it might be yours, but I have to see yours first. I mean, this guy.
I saw him. I think his was better than Shrek at the place we went to.
No way. This guy had on like silicone ears. Like he had like the stuff molded.
I think you're upsetting him.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't see his though, so I might say Dean's is better. What? Were you gonna say the other guy's was better?
No. I don't know what he's doing over there.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the picture.
Oh, but okay. Well, I'm looking in your.
What did you dress up for on Saturday, Mike? You had a great outfit.
You weren't here.
Yes, I was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were here. 80s. We did 80s night.
Yeah, you had a nice mullet.
I had a mullet. I had hair.
It was so funny, Dean. It didn't even look like Mike. He would walk around and people didn't even know it was him.
Yeah, they didn't know. I was sitting down. They're like, oh, I didn't know that was you.
It was really good. Let me see.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun night. It just got too hot.
Oh, my God.
You can't see it there, but it has ears on top.
It does have ears. Okay, this is really good. This is good. I like it. What's with the bright orange shirt on underneath?
It was cold.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I like that you did.
I'm a donkey. I was looking all over for donkey. I was asking all the kids, "Have you seen donkey?" And this one little girl, she was so cute. She goes, "No, we should go look for him."
Oh, was she little?
She was like five. And she's sitting there, and she was dressed like a princess. And I said to her, "You might be the cutest princess I've ever seen."
Aww.
And she got all like happy and everything. And she goes, "Thank you." And her mom is in the back, like with her hand over her heart, like ready to cry.
Oh, that Dean, you are so sweet.
He has so much fun with these kids.
That's like Mike with hair.
Yeah.
He looks better bald. That look is not the look for you.
I used to have hair, but not. I don't think it was as bushy. I used to be very particular about my hair.
Well, I think too, it's very brown, and your beard is not. It's not matching.
Yeah, but I was always blonde.
I know, but I'm saying the wig, but you pulled it off. It looked real.
Yeah,
it did look real,
but not attractive.
I dressed up as an '80s girl, and I had so much.
You were
fun.
Like.
doing it. Dean, look at that. Check out that outfit. But the 80s isn't my thing.
You should have seen my... We ended up not coming on Saturday night because my wife...
Some bullshit. But
I was going to be Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I didn't see his butt cheeks sticking up.
I love it.
I had the shorts and the high socks.
So you literally had the outfit?
And I had wristbands and I had a curly perm wig.
You should save it for Halloween next year.
Well, I have it.
Or another 80s party.
I used it 1 year before.
Maybe we'll do another 80s party.
Yeah, we might have to do that, another 80s party. And then you wear that. What did Kelly dress up as?
She was a ladybug.
Aww.
And Riley was a bumblebee.
Okay, that's cute. Did Bear dress up?
Not this year, no.
Did I show you Stella's costume?
Nope.
Stella's your dog.
Everybody knows who Stella is, and if they don't and they're listening...
She makes good beer.
You should know that. She was a Beanie Baby.
Oh, you did, show.
Yeah. So, how was everybody else's week, Mike? Well, I guess it's only Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
How could you have a bad week when it just started?
No, just under the weather, a little bit under the weather.
Do you have the bad cold?
I do. You can tell in my voice.
I'm finally getting better. I feel great.
Do you have the sniffles?
I do. I'm trying not to sniff in the microphone.
Mike's that guy that gets like the sniffles and he's like, oh,
I just sleep. That's all I do is sleep.
He's like, I'm trying not to sniffle at the microphone.
Oh, no, I had to pull my nose.
My nose is sore. Can you make me some tea for my throat?
I have to do it myself.
Oh, you have to do it.
Does wifey take care of you?
I don't think so. Not really, no.
Wow.
Mm-mm. I take care of myself, I guess.
Do you blame her?
No, I don't.
I don't blame her. I can honestly say I don't blame her.
Yeah, you look like a whiner.
You look like a whiner. Classic case of the.
I do remember one time that I was home and I was getting really sick. I was in the 15-16 times all night. It was bad. And I actually called her. She was out with her girlfriend. I said, "You have to come home." And they said, "Well, I thought I was gonna die."
Oh God.
And then they said, why do you have to go home? Do you have to hold his hair? Bitches.
Well, what did you, did you go to the hospital?
I was that close. I thought I was going to have to because I literally was thrown up 15, 16 times.
Mike, you're a survivor.
I'm a survivor every night of my life.
You are a survivor.
I am a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
You know what? Do you know why I'm a survivor? Survive. Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah, we're proud of you. We are lucky to be here with you.
Yeah, you don't know. I could be, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Jesus. What would happen to Adler without
money? It wouldn't have happened. Nothing.
God.
Well, I'd have a lot more free time.
I've got shoes. I'd have to buy them. They're made of plywood. That's a misheard lyric. I've got shoes. They're made of plywood.
A misheard lyrics?
Yeah.
Wait, I have a few.
You do?
Do you want to hear them?
I do.
Okay. Let me pull up my list. Oh, this one is like a regular... Dean will even know this one. You know the song by NSYNC?
Which one?
It's Gonna Be Me.
Oh, yeah. That one's easy because you know what they're talking about.
What does it sound like?
It's gonna be me.
Yes.
Because they play that every time in April.
I learned a new one today. This is silly, but I always thought in the song Drift Away, it was give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. Cause that would make sense. The Beach Boys, they're a band. Give me the Beach Boys, but it's give me the beat.
Yep.
Beat. Yep. Boys.
This one. I love the song by...
Me too.
It's actually by Dobie Gray. You think it was Uncle Cracker, probably.
I do.
The original was Dobie Gray. Who sings this?
Me.
Give me the Beat Boy.
Yeah, but I thought it was Give Me the Beach Boys.
Give Me the Beach Boys.
Makes sense.
Let me hear it. Hold on, let me hear it. Ain't it a shame? Give me the Beach Boys. I mean, it does fit. Oh, give me the Beach Boys You can't unhear it now.
I know. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Which is kind of how the Yellow Ledbetter.
Yellow what?
Yellow Ledbetter. Yellow Ledbetter. Hold
on, he's got a new one now. I want to know this one.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Like a Virgin. I always thought, well, I didn't think this, but some people at work thought she was saying, touched for the 31st time.
Touched for the 31st time. She's a hooker.
She's definitely not a virgin then.
Hold on, I gotta hear it. Touch for the 31st time. Shiny and new, I know that.
Here we go.
It's tough because I actually know the lyrics, so.
Maybe she just didn't give it up.
Madonna? Huh.
31 times. Final game.
I think it's more than 31 with her.
This one, I did not think because I knew the words. Oh. But our favorite girl, Rachel.
What?
Shout out to Crystal. When she was younger, she would sing Waterfalls.
Waterfalls by TLC?
Yes, but she would sing Don't Go Jason Waterfalls, like a name. Like she thought they were talking about a name.
Jason Waterfalls?
Yeah. Instead of Chasing Waterfalls, she thought it was Jason. Oh God, Mike's dancing.
I like the part with Left Eye. That's her name, right? Where she does the rap.
Oh, I don't know if that's her name.
I think it is.
I don't know.
Google.
I don't have time.
No. Maybe I could just fast forward. What is it? What do you think it says?
Rachel used to say when she was a little kid, don't go Jason Waterfalls. Like a name. She thought it was a person.
I know this. The singer's name is T-Boz. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other girl's name?
I have no clue.
She does sound like an old lady singing right now.
I think it might be our headphones. Doesn't it sound weird?
I know. It does sound a little weird today. No, she sounds old. She sounds like she's a Mimi. Mimi's not going to listen to this one.
My How God. Do you know?
Well, she won't.
Shame
she sounds
you,
like she's
Mike.
Older.
Shame on you. I hope Mimi does listen to it.
That's the kind of thing you'd think of an old guy would say.
All right, what's that?
I would never say that.
Here you go.
Don't go Jason Waterfalls.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to hear that. I like the other version. I like when she's like really the.
I do have.
You have another one.
I do have another one.
Give me.
Well, this one I don't think we should play.
Why?
But it is, you know, the song Get Low.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you actually? No, you don't.
Yes, I do. By Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Ying Yang Twins.
Yes.
I know that one.
You actually do?
Yeah, I know. This one, To the Windows, to the Walls.
Yes, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
I always, it kind of blew my mind. They're being inappropriate, obviously. Uh-huh. I thought it said, can I play with your dandelion?
Oh.
Like your little choo-choo.
Your what?
Choo-choo.
Your choo-choo?
Your choo-choo, you know, doo-doo. But it's your panty line.
Yeah, panty line.
I thought it was dandelion. They were just like making a new nickname for it. Dean likes it.
Oh, this is the rated R version.
Oh. Oh
my God, we're going to lose all our endorsement money.
$1.26. It's like we're at the club.
Did you see I got paid?
I paid Dean.
Boom. Shut up.
Boom.
I gave you guys my half.
Where's
my third?
Here we go.
It does say dandelion. It sounds like it.
It sounds like it.
Can
Thank
I play
you.
With your dandelion?
But it's panty line.
Why would you want to play with a panty line?
A dandelion sounds much better.
It does. Just remove the panty line.
Okay. Oh, she naked.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. You learned something new today.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know where I'll use it, but I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah. It's useful information. Ooh. Yeah, it kind of makes me feel like we're at the club. We were kind of at the club this weekend.
Yeah, we were, weren't we?
It's kind of like we were at the club.
She keeps telling me to turn it down.
Because it's so annoying when it's so loud and we're talking over it.
I know, but I like when it plays in the background.
I know you do.
No, I'm just looking for the next song.
I'm fresh out. I got It's Gonna Be Me, Give Me the Beach Boys, Can I Play With Your Dandelion, Don't Go, Jason Waterfalls, and Yellow Lead Better.
He keeps looking in the back. He keeps seeing something.
You scared.
We were at the club. We went to the club.
What, Dean?
We have a visitor.
This is a famous one here. This is one that...
Dean, don't freak me out.
I'm telling you.
Everybody knows this song, and they always know...
It's the second line. I know what you're talking about.
Everybody, all age bracket, are. Wrapped up like a douche.
What are they saying?
You know the rumor in the night.
Wrapped up like a douche.
That's what it sounds like. What are they saying?
Like a deuce.
Oh.
But everybody thinks it's douche.
Well,
I never understood that.
Yeah.
Because I don't really understand like what it would mean to say wrapped up like a deuce.
But wrapped up like a douche sounds better?
I don't know.
Neither one of them make any sense to me.
We went with the one that was obvious. We went with wrapped up like a deuce. Douche.
Interesting. Interesting. Why do you keep looking back there? What's going on?
What are you seeing?
We have a visitor back there. I've seen him before, and I saw him again tonight.
Maybe I'm just, like, not in tune, or I'm, like, oblivious, because I never, like, I always sometimes, I do hear things a lot. Mike knows that. I always am like, where's your phone? There's a sound going on. Yeah. There's noise. There's music. There's something. But, see, it's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
But I never see anything. Hmm. Was it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
Was she hot? Was he hot?
It's just like an outline, but it's big enough. It has to be a guy.
Okay, don't be sexist.
Okay, it's a really big woman.
Okay, well, maybe she's been lifting.
Well, good for her.
Maybe she was a body. What is it? Power builder. Bodybuilder?
Bodybuilder.
Maybe it's a tranny that can compete in the women's league.
That would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I don't think so.
I missed something here.
Is
there something I gotta bleep out?
No.
No. All right. Let's see. What Dean, what insight do you have to give to us this week?
Well, So I'm always, you know me, I'm always looking for like stuff to talk about. And I was searching today for weird stories.
Oh, I love a weird story.
Weird stories that happened recently. Have you guys been following the meteor that's been going on for like the last 2 months?
Wait, I kind of know about it because there was like, we had like a super moon and like a, or no, different.
No. So there's a meteor that they've been following for like 2 months now. And they've just been watching this thing, you know, because there's millions of these things, right? And they've been following this one. And the weird thing is, it speeds up and it slows down and it speeds up and it slows down.
It's a transmission problem.
Has a really weird, no, well, that's the thing. They're thinking so this doesn't stupid. Make sense because, you know, these guys are like astrophysicists from like Harvard.
Yeah,
right?
But do we really know they're telling the truth? I mean, they could be lying for all we
all
know.
All I know is if you're a Harvard astrophysicist, you're really not allowed to lie about this shit.
I mean, it's just a guess all the time, isn't
so
it?
So anyway, well, they got it all figured out by the size of this thing and the friction in the air and the... anything, gravitational pull. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this thing is flying by and it's like flying like irrationally, like by nature. And they're like trying to figure out if it might be
aliens?
An alien probe.
Oh, God. Nobody's butts are safe.
Wait.
they're trying to figure out if it has some kind of trail of like an engine.
Well, I mean, if it's speeding up and slowing down, wouldn't you think that that would be some kind of...
Exactly.
Do you think Mike's an alien?
No, because he never really speeds up.
True. That was a good one.
That was good. I'm so slow. Am I like Eeyore? Is that what you're saying?
Like the donkey.
I'm more like...
Okay, Robert.
Tigger. No, I'm like...
You are like Tigger. Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Yeah. I'm like a... Tigger and Pooh.
No.
They had a baby.
You're not like Pooh. No.
I looked up if it was a full moon because you said that, but it's not. November 5th. But the moon was looking really cool out there.
Did you change your glasses? Is that what you had on when you walked in?
Yeah.
Did you really? Oh, man.
Okay.
Interesting.
On to the next.
I've got two stories that are kind of...
It's about time. That thing I hauled out. Jeez, and use it.
I didn't even get started on it.
No,
it wasn't for you,
Dean. You're talking about me.
It wasn't for you. I wish I would have had this earlier when you were taking forever with the music.
It was sitting right in front of you.
I missed it.
So I've got two stories that are kind of bar related.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. One is that in Washington State, there's a distillery out there that makes like really, really fine whiskey. Mm-hmm. Right? And they make this whiskey and they put it in these barrels and they want to like let it sit for years and years and years. And then they sell it and it's like classic whiskey, you know, dry aged for like 5-10 years, right? So they have this warehouse out there and all of a sudden they go to the warehouse and it's completely emptied out.
Oh.
Somebody stole.
What?
Okay. I'm not saying it's going to be me.
Somebody stole 12,000 bottles of
what
whiskey?
It's probably Mike.
They showed up and they had all the paperwork and everything, so they let them load the truck up because they were supposed to take it somewhere. Turns out it was fake paperwork.
They're idiots.
And now that it's over $1 million of whiskey that was stolen.
Oh my God!
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know how you told me about the gems that were taken?
Yep.
People were dressing up as that the burglar for Halloween.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. The Louvre. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Did you see they caught a couple of
them? No, what is
they
it
did
called?
Catch
what
them.
Is it called?
The Louvre.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't find the jewels yet.
They didn't? But they just found the people?
Yep.
They kind of...
They're just like normal people from around there.
Really?
They weren't even like these crazy like thieves. Like.
So it would be like us?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that they don't know where they put everything.
Wow.
Interesting. That's very interesting. I keep hitting this thing. Here?
You're a mess today.
I'm a little out
of it. It's the man cold.
So here's my other crazy thing. There's a guy who is going to open a bottle of beer and drink it live on TV. Now you say, what's big about that?
I know.
Do you?
Yeah. You're actually technically not allowed.
Nope. That's not it at all.
All right, fine.
You tried. Is it from Adler Brewing Company, the beer?
This guy has a very special beer from 1875.
What?
It was brewed specifically for people who were going to on expeditions to the Arctic Circle. They brewed a special kind of beer that was like especially strong and loaded with sugar so it wouldn't freeze. And they found it. They found a couple of bottles of stuff. This guy has a bottle. It's from 1875. And he's going to drink it live on air.
When is he going to do that?
I don't know. But it cost him £3,000.
To buy it?
Yep. I don't know what that is in dollars, but...
I mean, there's no way... One, this is going to be a silly question... Are they sure that there's still liquid in the bottle?
Yep.
Okay. Because you know how it could be like still evaporate or whatever?
Completely sealed.
And two, there's no way that it's still good, right?
I don't know if it was good at the time.
From the 1800s?
Well, there's sugar in it, so it's not going to come out very good. It's not. There is no federal law saying that you can't open alcohol on and ads.
Yeah, you just made that up.
No, I thought it was true.
Mm-mm. No. That is crazy, though. Can you look up what 3,000 pounds is in American money? Why are you laughing at me?
You're funny. Just the way you were saying it.
I think it's going to be like, I'm going to take a guess. 3,000 pounds is equivalent to $1,879.
No. See more than that.
No.
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 2,000.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, then what's the answer?
It costs us more now. It's $3,906 for 3,000 pounds.
Ah, okay.
I got one more story. One more story.
I want to hear.
Okay. Here, so this woman is in Portugal, and she's ready to get on a flight to come to the United States. And she doesn't feel good. She was sick the night before. So she no sooner gets on the plane, and she goes, oh, my God, I got to go to the bathroom so bad.
On the plane.
She's on the plane. They're, like, starting a taxi, and she goes to the ladies' room. Long story short, she gets diarrhea so bad, she's actually in the bathroom screaming.
What?
The flight attendant comes and gives her a bag. She had diarrhea so bad she was starting to throw up. And it went on for like 20 minutes. And they didn't know if they should take off while she's like ready to die in the bathroom.
Wait, that's terrible.
Right? So after like a half an hour, she finally gets to where she can come out of the bathroom. They put her in a wheelchair and cut her off the plane. But by this time, they canceled the flight.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can that poor...
Did they get the shits of it?
Could you imagine having the shit so bad that they canceled the flight? And they said the whole plane stank?
Wait, that... I actually feel bad for that girl. Because, like, you know, she hates her life right now.
She's a fucking legend.
She stopped a plane.
I just don't understand how it was so bad that she was throwing up. That's like a little drama.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
But good for her.
Good for her.
She excels. See, everybody should try. Whatever you do in life, you should try to be the best.
And you know what? She went into that flight saying,
yeah,
I'm going to make history.
Nobody's going to say, I can outdo you.
No. No.
She'll have a story that she can tell at every party she goes to. For
she has a fun fact for life.
Oh, yeah. You left a fart. Big deal. I canceled a flight. intercontinental flight.
She'll put that on her Tinder account.
In her profile bio.
I canceled a flight. I stopped the plane from taking off. How about Tiny Dancer? Remember that one? Tiny Dancer by Elton John?
No. When you play it, I'll know.
I love Elton John music. I think I said that before. Maybe I should try to fast forward a little bit. But it was always...
Did you want me to just sing that?
He even said it. He says, hold me closer, Tony Danza. Seamstress for the band. These are all like nuts. Oh, they're I tried not to sneeze.
Oh, don't yawn. I just yawned like 5 minutes ago.
See, this is the kind of song, this is why I can never sing at open mic nights. Because if I sang this song, nobody would let me sit down.
I agree.
And it would ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. Because like you said, if you're gonna do something, be the best.
Exactly. Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
I get it. Encore.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
It's not fair to everybody else that bothered to come out and sing their lousy songs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it said Waterfalls. I just looked up Go Go Jason Waterfalls.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. So maybe Rachel wasn't the only one.
Oh, here's a famous one. Well, hold on, we're going to do the Tony Danza one.
Now you got Mike playing with electronics.
Oh, God. It's the worst. When Mike gets on a kick.
Just, Oh, wait, like, hold on. No.
Why do you keep looking at the door?
I don't know. I just keep seeing something over there. There it is.
Really, Doug fast forwarded.
Doug's already on the last segment.
Doug's done.
I'm cackling. Everybody knows what it is. Oh, here it is.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. Come on. Like that's pretty good.
We haven't all said that.
Huh?
Like we haven't all said that at one point.
We all say it. All right, here's another one. I know this is Peyton's favorite.
What are they saying? She said,
Starbucks lovers. I got a lot of Starbucks lovers. And I actually thought it was got a lot of Starbucks lovers.
She's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I am so anti Swift.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a Swiftie.
No, not even a little bit. I find her so ungodly annoying.
Really?
It's the worst. She gives me like the ick. Like, just be
she
fun.
Said she could be your friend. It says right there.
Mm-mm. I don't want to be your friend.
You really don't like her.
No, I really don't.
Peyton looks like she ought to be a Swiftie.
Yeah.
I know.
You do look like
I just like think, like, she's so vanilla here. And, like...
Here's her part. She's definitely saying that. I got a lot of Starbucks lovers.
No. Thank you for turning it down. That was very nice of you.
Well, because you're going to yell at me.
I thought she said she was a cervix lover.
She's a.
I just, yeah, she gives me the ick.
Why? What does she do to you?
Because I think, like.
Do you think she tried to play like a good girl?
Type yes, thing? And I can't stand that.
And she's really not. You don't think she's like.
No, I think she is actually like a good girl. And that's just like, it's boring. She's boring. I hate the red lipstick.
You know, I'm not a big fan, but I like her better than her boyfriend.
Her fiance?
Yes.
You don't like?
I don't like him.
I like the way he looks, though, better than she does.
I think he's selling out.
I think they're both annoying.
I think he'll do anything she wants because she's worth billions.
Well, I mean, do you blame him?
No, I don't blame him.
So, I mean, you know.
I don't find her attractive. Like if I was just a guy looking at a girl,
I mean, she's not ugly.
No, I do not. I don't like the way she looks.
She's not ugly, though.
No, she's not ugly, but she's definitely not my type. She does still think she's got like...
Boring.
Okay.
She's boring. Be fun.
I don't know. I just think other things about her.
I think
I think she doesn't look good with like... like if she had taken off her clothes, I don't think she looks good.
Oh, she definitely looks good.
No.
No. She weighs like 100 pounds.
No, she doesn't. No, she does not.
She's tiny.
No, I don't think so.
You think she's not tiny?
I don't think she's tiny. No.
Huh. I think
she wears Spanx all the time.
Who doesn't?
Me, I don't. I should, I guess.
Dean, what do you think?
I think she's tiny, but like not in the right places.
Yeah, I guess I agree with him. Do you think her like... I think she has, number one, I bet she has ugly feet. Really gross looking feet. And I just think that she's, I don't think she's attractive
at all.
I'm
going to disagree there because I think she has a whole team of people that work on
her, work on her feet.
I'm going to go team. With she probably has some really nice feet.
You do.
And probably really nice hands.
Because
everybody sees those.
No, I think she has a full-time person that like shaves back the ugly part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disgusting.
But I just, I can't get on board.
Guys, come over here, please. She's sporting some ugliness tonight. We need to shave her back.
There's a bit of a smell. We're going to have to knock
her. We're going to have to get rid of that smell. Travis is coming over.
She's just corny, and that's what
no,
I don't like.
No, she's corny. No, I agree
with you. I don't do the corniness.
I bet she detoxes those feet at least once a day.
Okay, I think she is the star of every room she walks in.
Obviously,
every room she walks in, she feels that it's about her.
I mean, yeah, probably.
No, but I mean, there's people. If she walks into
it pretty much is.
But if she walks into a place where there's presidents and stuff like that, and she's there, she still believes she's a star in that room.
That is a good question. Like, I wonder if our president right now met, and not even like not. It doesn't even have to be Trump. Any president, like Obama or I don't know. I'm really struggling to think of presidents, but
okay. Yeah, we could talk about that for a minute or two. No.
But my point is, okay, if they met Taylor Swift, like, is Trump and Obama the ones that are starstruck, or is she starstruck? I don't know.
I know for a fact Trump does not like Taylor Swift.
I don't think Trump would care about.
But you're missing the point.
For half a second,
Obama, I think he would be very respectful.
Obama would be, but Obama doesn't like girls. So anyway,
okay, but we're missing the point. You're missing my point, guys.
I got your point.
Like, you're already the number one person.
I think
she's such a different genre for being so young that I don't think those guys would really give a damn.
Well, that's true. That is a good point too. That they are, yeah, it's completely different. It's not like they're meeting like.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I'm in a room and I'm famous and there's somebody younger than me, I'll be like, wow, that's so and so. She's famous. It's cool that I'm meeting her.
I think those.
I'll let you guys know when I'm famous.
I think those guys would be more like starstruck by somebody like Sophia Loren.
Yeah, that's true. Like somebody older.
Yeah.
That's a good point. What?
I think I would be too.
What?
If Sophia Loren walked, she probably doesn't walk anymore, but if she walked in.
You're talking about a guy.
What do you mean she doesn't walk anymore?
No, she's old now. I mean, old. She's probably in a wheelchair by now.
Look at Trump's wife now. He cannot do better. I don't care. I don't care if he wants young, old. He can't do better than Melania.
I could agree with you 100%.
I would say I do think she's.
I think he outkicked the coverage there, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is. I agree.
He's
10
already
out of 10.
Hit that home run in the 11th inning of the last game of the World Series. I mean,
yeah, no, I agree 100%.
He goes to sleep every night wondering how the hell he did that deal.
Do you think she sleeps next to him?
No.
No.
I
don't even think they sleep in the same city.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I think she's
she has her own condo.
She has her own thing. She doesn't bother.
It's fine.
You just know that he has the arm candy.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Trump's kids are older. Let's say Trump's kids weren't older.
Mm-hmm. This is the only time we're going to be talking about this stuff, by the way.
Well, no.
Baron Trump.
What?
Baron Trump.
His middle name is Vaughn.
The kid. A kid. Whatever. Let's say I was president and I had kids. Do my kids live at the White House too?
No. Not if they're older, no.
No, my kids. My kids are little.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but because Trump's kids are bigger or older, they don't live there.
Too. No. But they get protection.
No, they're kind of off running your own businesses.
Yeah, but I'm saying they don't live at the White House. They don't get to live there.
No.
No. Well, Biden's kid did for a while.
He lived at the White House?
I feel like if my mom or dad was the president of the United States,
sweetheart, come live with us.
You better bet your happy little ass my ass is living there.
Unless you have a life of your own, I mean.
You'd be like, I don't have a life of my own.
Well, I guess that's true. If my parents were the president, I could probably live wherever I wanted.
They're not going to move in the grown-ass kids and their wife and their grandchildren and everything. It's not a
mistresses, any mistresses.
It's not the white.
Can't bring them in.
It's not the white condo.
Okay, you're right. The white hotel.
Okay.
All right. So you try to beat me to it.
We both reached for the bell. I was done with that conversation.
I know. You were sweating a little bit, but I just had common questions. That was all. I could see Mike was, he's getting all, we don't talk politics. That wasn't politics. It was questions.
And we stayed away from it.
And I thought of two presidents and they were two different ones. I did draw a blank.
You hear that? She thought of two presidents.
Oh.
Trump and Obama. They were the first two. I was going to say like an old one, but they wouldn't have met Taylor Swift.
She didn't forget. She forgot the one from a year ago.
So did he. So.
I did panic trying to think of a different one. So I.
Did you see?
How many presidents are still alive?
Are you asking? There's a definite answer.
There's a definite answer.
And you know the answer? 42.
Four.
No.
Four.
Well, you were wrong the first time. That's not 42. That would be. There'd be 160 or something, right? Something like that, yeah.
What president? Okay.
The only more presidents alive are...
Bush.
Clinton.
Obama. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden.
Nope. And there's no more.
That's it. They're all gone. So Carter was the oldest one. And he's gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He so looked terrible. Five. Oh, my God.
There's five of them. Interesting.
Yeah. You know what? That's usually the average, about five.
You know what it is? Because we elect them too damn old.
Do you want me to run?
Well, no. So the problem with this is you have to be 36 to run for president of the United States.
That's young.
Yeah, you have to be a minimum of 36 years old.
That's
the problem is people don't want to vote for a 36-year-old to run their country. I don't want to. I want somebody with a little bit more experience.
Yeah, but some of the people are like old.
Yeah, but why don't we ever
get Clinton wasn't.
Why don't we ever get anybody under 50?
Or attractive.
Well, I would say, well, okay, do you know one of the most, I can't believe we're talking about this, popular presidents of all time? And they were like the best looking president?
Kennedy,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew that.
It should be
in the line of qualifications.
That you have to be good looking?
Yes.
The problem is.
Sniffle your nose one more time with your man cold.
I went away.
And now we're talking politics, so his nose is getting really runny and he's getting stressed out.
The problem is, to qualify for that job, you've definitely got to be either like in some form of Congress for many years.
Well, I think you need to be a senator.
Yeah.
But businessmen, too. I mean, look at Ross Perot ran. He was nothing.
No, he was just a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, but he was a billionaire. Trump, same thing.
He had a little bit of leadership skills.
I think one of us should run.
I'm going to run.
I think when I retire.
You're going to run for president?
No, but I'm going to run for office here.
I am too.
I'm definitely going to run for office here somewhere.
Because you have so much free time.
Well, when I retire, I'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Because again, you have so much free time.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I'd be good at it, I think. I think I'd be really good at an office here.
Yeah, well, you always need a hobby.
I do always have to have something going on.
You always need to have a hobby.
Yeah. I could help out.
It's true, though. It does keep you going.
And I could fulfill that.
It keeps you young.
I could fill that good looking portion that you said.
With somebody else? Or?
Yeah. Hey, well, on to this.
Wrapped up like a deuce.
Did you see what the Eagles did this week?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. I think they did great when it comes to what they gave up.
Yep.
I really enjoy the cornerback.
Two of them.
Which one did they get from... I'm drawing a blank.
They got Jalen Phillips from Miami.
From Phillips. Oh, the defensive end. He was a end. He's a rusher. Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
We needed him.
And they got Michael Carter from the Jets.
Yeah.
He was not a flashy guy.
But no, but he's better than what we have.
He's a good old veteran.
He's better than Keely Ringo.
He can fill in. And they also got...
What do you think, Peyton? Mm-hmm. Yes. She said yes.
I was wandering.
And they got Jair Alexander.
Yeah, so that's the one we were talking about the other night. Was it the third round pick? Or no, that was the 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm. For a guy who was a really
I can't believe
high,
you didn't jump on that.
He was a real high pick.
No. Again, I was too, you were losing.
6-7.
6-7.
They're doing that now.
How is that for Halloween at school?
It's nothing. Literally.
What time do the Eagles play on Sunday?
Monday. 8:15.
Monday.
We might be. I might open up. Oh, how about this shit? If you have YouTube, what do you have? Do you have YouTube?
No, I have Hulu, but I heard all about it.
Do you have YouTube? And
oh, what?
You cannot watch ABC or ESPN on YouTube. They pulled it out.
Can't get the Eagles.
I couldn't watch the football game last night. And then I said, the hell with it. I'm just going to get Hulu. So I got Disney, Hulu, and ESPN. And I pay $10 more a month for Disney now. But I don't have any ads. But now I
can
watch
it. Did you cancel YouTube?
No. I'm going to keep YouTube because they're going to bring it back. They're not going to not have ABC and ESPN.
How do you know?
They won't. No.
Because then everybody will cancel YouTube.
Yeah, because people will be like, well, I'm going to go to Hulu. Now or something else, but I have Hulu as well.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you could just go buy a TV and plug it in and watch TV? And
yeah,
you didn't have to be a
But it was different when it was different when we were kids.
Yeah, there were 8 channels.
But you also had it where you could not watch the game unless the game at the game was sold out in Philadelphia.
Yep,
you could not watch a game. They blacked it out. You couldn't watch it.
And then you were stuck watching that fuzzy porn.
on Prism or HBO, right. Yeah, Cinemax.
I still watched it.
Yeah. I wake up my buddy, Steve, Stevie. I say booby. I say a booby.
Off the side. Look, look, look.
Look. And sometimes it freezes and you get a good shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway. But Howie's killing it again.
Yeah, Howie's doing good. And never, actually, even like that scumbag, what the hell's his name? Oh, he's a big fan of, starts with an S. I don't know. He's a real scumbag. He was on that show first.
They had two possible needs on that team, and he filled them both.
I don't think he filled them, but I don't think he filled them with the best options. I think he could have got better.
I guess he could if he wanted to give up the farm for him.
I don't think he could. I didn't think he had to give up a farm. I mean, there were some players out there that he could have gotten. Like Dallas went and picked up a linebacker.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a good linebacker.
No, he
anyway.
Was no good. He was a seventh.
They're trying to make him out to be this great linebacker.
He was a seventh rounder years ago. He's nothing special at all.
Yeah. No, he's all right. I don't care.
And did you see Jerry Jones? He gave a big announcement like tomorrow we're going to be announcing.
Yeah, we're going to have a yeah. He's and such an idiot.
Everybody got all excited yeah. and he named somebody. Mm-hmm. And everybody oh. like, who's that?
Stephen A. Smith was sitting next to him at the game last night, and Stephen A. is the one who always laughs every time the Cowboys lose the next day. I love it. I play it for. I just send it to people on Facebook all the time.
Like that's a delicious beer.
It's good, right? Down with OPP.
Down with OPP.
Mm-hmm. You know me.
You know where I got it.
Where'd you get it?
Right here at Adler Brewing.
I hope that they don't break away and have a commercial when you're doing that. That's the, they do it the worst time. Like, so anyway, here at Advance Auto.
Just so everybody knows, this is not a free podcast anymore.
No, no.
We actually get paid for our...
Well, that's weird because I'm still waiting for my payment.
I'm about to, hold on. Let me give you a couple bucks.
A couple bucks?
Well, I owe in advance. I'm giving her in advance.
Oh, you're paying her for the year.
Yeah, paying her for... Oh, you're off for the year. Paying you off for the year. Your contract says I have to get paid.
Down with the OPP. Actually, Dean and I are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And why? Maybe what are you protesting?
Going on strike.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll just be me then.
Yeah. Yeah. We want a raise.
Yep.
I love when she looks up. She gets up and looks over and see how much time is going.
You see if you get those big money endorsements without me and Peyton.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think I could.
Loser.
I don't think I could. I think it'd have to be.
And instead of it being around the bar, it's going to be outside of the bar.
Oh, man.
By myself in the bar.
Just yeah. talking to me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that one time. Maybe I'll just do it by myself.
Nobody wants to listen to that. And it's going to be like 3 hours long.
It'll be called Alone in the Bar.
It's all day with Mike.
Yeah.
Nobody understand what he's saying because he's talking all Philly and stuff.
Yeah. And it'll be quiet because he's trying to find something on his phone.
I tried to fill it in. I try. That's why I look at you and I'm like, keep going.
I can hear like...
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Like the first episode. Just Alone by the Bar. It start by like, Jeep?
No, Jew?
No.
You guys are so stupid.
That
was a good episode. I really enjoyed it, actually. I listened to it and I really liked it.
I can't lie.
You didn't even listen to it.
It's worse than that. I don't think I've listened to a podcast episode.
Oh, that's terrible. You can't say that on here.
In a really long
I guess because you know what? Because you do it. So it's,
but because I do it. So like, if I'm not there, I will listen to you guys.
I think she's so full of shit right now. I don't think she listens at all.
Well, that might explain why she doesn't step up her game, you know?
But because I already know what we said. I'm here doing it now.
Yeah, well, no, you do fine.
it is interesting to listen to it and see how you sound.
I hate the way I sound.
I don't. I'm used to my voice. I did it
before. He likes it.
No, I don't. I don't say I love my voice. I don't. But
because like
sometimes it's
yourself.
Sometimes. Okay, relax there, Taylor Swift.
I talk to myself all the time.
I do talk to myself. Don't you? On the way to work or something?
No,
don't you? Talk to yourself?
I don't.
Not you.
No, Jew.
I do text you that sometimes. If you say something to me, I go A-I-G-H-T.
You're so cool.
I know.
I'm big on K.
That's what this one does. No, you say K all the time.
KK.
KK.
Two
oh my God.
K's.
Oh. My daughter does
one
the same thing.
K.
KK.
That's a one K.
That's a wasted K.
Okay, one K is bad.
One K is.
One K is it so ridiculous? She doesn't even waste another K.
One K is you messed up.
How about okay?
We'll see. Depends if there's like dots after it. Yeah, no.
That's what I do. Okay, dot, dot, dot. No. And then I was informed not to do that because it was like, okay, like that. Yeah, that's what comes across.
If I do okay, like, dot, okay. dot, dot.
Yeah. It's, okay. So I have to do KK, which is acceptable, but I can't do, oh my God, it sounds like a bass. Anyway.
Squirrel.
It did, didn't it though?
All right, 6-7.
6-7.
What do we have coming up here at Adler Brewing Company at 2210 Hampton Boulevard?
We have a lot of stuff coming up.
We're getting, really? This, like what? Tell me.
Well, I think you're going to be doing your stuff this month, right? You're going to be doing a bingo sometime this month.
Oh, she's flying solo?
Well, she does bingo by herself. I don't really help her. I set it up, but she does
it all
around.
Yeah, I do solo bingo.
Wow.
November's a little tight.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out.
Music. We have music coming up.
We have a lot of music, and we have some new food trucks.
Yeah, food trucks. Yeah, we branched out.
We got good ones, too.
I had some of the stuff from the one food truck. They were here, like, the other day.
You know what's bad?
Foodie Call or something. They're good. Yeah.
Oh, they were good. That was really good.
We got a lot of ideas that we can't even squeeze in through the holidays.
No, because we have one more episode. So we have one more episode to do for this season two, and that's it. So we were talking about that, what we should do.
Wait, next week's our last week?
Yeah, it'll be our last week for a while. Till probably after. Maybe we'll do one in Christmas time, but
it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I think we're going to be on break for a bit.
Well, we got springtime. We got what? Paranormal?
If that's what we're doing, I want to do that. Yeah, that's a perfect time to do it.
We're going to set that up. We get that ready to go.
When are we doing our Jeopardy?
Yeah, that's something we have to talk about.
Jeopardy
but
tournament. See, now we got to plan that because we got to take names and
see who's interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll get a lot of people interested in that. If they're going to win something, they're going to be interested.
I think that'll be fun.
I'll play.
You can't.
I don't think you can.
Nope, you're
part of it.
Well, never mind.
I mean, not like you don't drink.
What do you want to do for episode 10, though? We can't do something boring.
We have to go out with a bang.
What do you want to do? Do you want to go to your house and drink? Or do you want to go someplace and drink? Not here.
I would hate that.
You don't have to go anywhere.
Jeez. Do you know how much I would drink if I didn't have to drive home? Jesus.
It would be kind of fun, and you could make us dinner.
Oh, yeah. We should make dinner.
Oh, I could make you dinner.
Could see Bear.
You could see Bear.
Oh my God, wait, I'm actually free next week.
Bear would like...
I just want you to know I'm free on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Bear would like sit in your lap.
Yeah, I'm literally free.
He's the happiest dog in the whole world.
I would let him. Oh, I would give him so many little...
Okay,
yeah, that's one idea. it's going to be a good one next week.
We could go someplace else.
Did you just invite yourself over to his house?
I do it all the time. He always says no.
He does it all the time.
That's
rude.
We're
here all the time.
I do it. And he says no.
I mean, do you blame him?
No, I don't blame him. I mean, nobody wants me there.
No. There is nothing better to me than sitting on my back porch and drinking a couple of beers.
Yeah.
I love
it. But you can't have down with the OPP.
No, we can grill a growler for you if you want.
Where can you get a growler from?
I have a few growlers. If people come in and say, can I get a growler? I would give them the growler.
You have growlers here at Adler?
I do. I have six of them right now.
That's crazy.
A friend of mine gave them to me. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll give them away. Huh. So we'll give them away and put beer in them. Well, they got to pay for the beer.
I'd like a growler of Deep and Dark.
Good luck, because we don't have any more Deep and Dark.
Give them away now.
I'd like a growler of the sour.
Oh, you're really pushing me off.
That would be a sour growler.
Are you watching anything on television?
I'm in between. No, I'm not actually right now.
Are you?
Well, yeah. So it's a debacle. I was watching stuff on Netflix and then my mom, like, we're in different households. It's a whole thing. We keep getting kicked off because it goes like by household, even though like we're all in the same account. Whatever. So now I'm just on Hulu. I got kicked off the Netflix for right now. So I'm watching The Client List with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Been there, watched it, all of it. But I just love it so much I'm rewatching it. Huh. Have you ever seen it? She works at a massage parlor. And she's got to make a little cash money because her husband left her and her kids.
Oh, that's like they should go to rubmaps.com.
Well, essentially... Yeah, she is the Rub Maps. And the massage parlor is called Rub It.
No.
Yeah, I swear.
That's a terrible name. That's like obvious.
I got a massage.
That's like
you just got one.
That's like asking the cops to come.
Yeah. I know. But I mean, it's a show, so. And they pay off the cops.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
It's like a small town, you know.
What's everything here? Every town here is small.
No, it's like small, small.
Oh. It's a small, but small, small. Small it's ball. Like getting a drink. Are you having a drink tonight? They the small a drink?
Because a drink is different than just like a drink.
Obviously, a drink is like alcohol.
Yeah.
A drink is, do you have a drink? Yeah, I'll have some water.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Did you drink?
Water.
I'm so proud of you.
I'll have some water.
Did you hear what I said? I was Wednesday Adams.
Yeah, I heard you.
Did you drink?
Yeah,
not you.
What's wrong with you two?
Why? What are you watching? Nobody asked you, but I guess we should.
I'm watching. I started watching that. It. Welcome to Derry. It's weird. It's like a really weird.
Is it scurry?
It's a little scary. It's a little scary. I don't get scared.
Is it scary or scurry?
I don't know. What's the definition? I don't find it scary.
It's kind of like Club and Flirt.
I found it. I guess on the edge of your seat type stuff. So it's not bad. There's only been two episodes.
Oh, well, then you can't like it that much.
Oh, it's okay.
Or no, you just started
it. I just started it. Yeah. All right. But I'm excited. There's a movie coming out that I can't wait to watch. People make fun of me for. It's called.
What is it?
Well, it's a magic one with called Now You See Me, Now You Don't, Now You See Me 2, and Now You See Me 3 coming out.
Okay.
I think it's, I love that movie.
Maybe Cindy and Jeff will take you.
Well, you're supposed to go with them to a scary movie.
They're movie members.
Mm-hmm. They're in Florida right now.
Still?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they've been there for weeks.
They wore Adler shirts down there in Epcot.
I love that. And they said, this is what we're going to be doing soon, Dean. Decorating the Christmas tree. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, no, that's interesting. They're down there this whole time. Have you ever gone on a vacation where you had to do laundry?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, I've done laundry down there.
I mean, I've done laundry on vacation for the sole fact that I wanted to wear something that like I brought, yeah. But not long enough because I usually just pack enough clothes.
Yeah.
Huh. But I feel like they're smart packers. Like, I'm packing bags on bags. I mean, I am.
Like, if it's, you can only have 50 pounds.
You know what, though? They're there so long, and they're probably smart, so they're those people that, like, send their bags ahead of time.
Oh.
You think?
Or they do laundry. Whereas, like, I would just bring an extra suitcase.
That would suck. I mean, it wouldn't even be vacation if you had to do your laundry.
That's why you bring an extra suitcase.
Yeah. I get a load on at the laundromat. I don't know.
Oh, ouch.
Give me a song that you want to play out to.
You're really out of, like...
I'm out of sorts today.
Yeah, you're not even, like, working the bell right.
I know.
All right.
It's because I didn't have kids today.
We'll decide what we're going to do next week soon.
Okay.
We'll figure it out, so...
We need a master plan.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Dean's house for dinner.
I put this back on. I think.
To the walls.
This is bad. You know all the words.
Yeah.
This is the kind of song that you don't have to know the words. You just make shit up and throw them in.
That's what we did.
Joe Dandelion.
You sit there and go, yeah.
Okay.
Ain't a lie.
Isn't that what he says in this? Okay.
Just like your mama.
Do you think Doug's fast forwarding now to the bell?
Doug is sitting at home like jamming.
We'll find out. We'll see him on Thursday. That was really good.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I can't.
That's good. We never did commentary on music before. What is Skeet Skeet?
How you sheep my balls?
What is Skeet Skeet, man? I need somebody to tell me.
You scared, you scared. Dean, we should have brought you out with us.
I am like, I'm like a human beatbox.
If anybody can see his face right now.
Oh, wiggle with it.
Just wiggle it.
This is Dean, all Dean.
And he's dancing to it.
You know it.
You just pick, just turn anything in.
How you hit my balls.
I'll skeet skeet.
Okay, Mike, this song was really long.
It was very long.
Dean's exhausted.
He's taking a breath. I see all the sweat coming off him now.
I just danced in my
because he's getting low.
I feel like I'm a DJ right now.
You're not cool enough to be a DJ.
Just like a mama. Like a mama. Like a mama.
People are going to come in saying that now. Oh my God. I feel like a referee here.
Dollar off beers if you say, like a mama.
Do you think people say
it? People turned us off by now.
Yeah. It's a bunch of stupid shit. He's done. You break it. This is the longest goddamn song. I'll just say goodbye.